We are watching the call of the rare purple-haired booby as it calls out for a clue in the distance. The strange bird supervenes upon its territory, oblivious to the protector it disturbs with great commotion and abandonment.
This needs to stop. I'm a disabled veteran, nothing veteran. I've never been deployed or anything like that. But, you know, my values for joining the military and joining the army, like, this hurts to see. This hurts on such a crazy level to watch these wannabes do this. You know, they don't know what they're doing at all.
Unseen by the booby, yet perilously close, lies the object of its fervent search. A single, tantalizing clue. Perhaps a glint of something metallic, half buried among the leaf litter, far across the clearing. And now, it calls. The bird throws back its head, the long, slender neck arching in a gesture, both graceful and absurd, reverberating off ancient tree trunks, carrying for hundreds of meters in search of an answer that does not come. Oblivious to all else, the booby leans forward, wings half unfurled in excitement, its vibrant crest of purple filaments quivering with each powerful expulsion of breath.
We have to show up with guns. We have to. There's no other way around it.
Their protector bird, whether they know it or not, is known as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Created March 2003 as a direct response to the horrors of 9/11, forged in the fires of the Homeland Security Act that smashed 22 agencies into the new Department of Homeland Security. But its roots stretch back over two centuries to Alexander Hamilton's vision of collecting tariffs and guarding America's economic sovereignty in 1789, evolving through periods of immigration waves, border chaos, and criminal exploitation. Human trafficking rings, child exploitation networks, drug cartels, hundreds of thousands of criminal aliens, gang members like MS-13 and Tren de Aragua, and terrorist financing schemes, keeping our communities safer, our borders stronger, and our nation from being overrun by those who would exploit our laws and endanger American citizens.
ICE is here! ICE is here!
It stamps one webbed foot, then the other, sending tiny cascades of dew from the leaves below. Yet, in its exuberance, the bird has failed to notice the disturbance it creates.
We're asking people not to go to work, not to go to school, not spend a single penny. It is really important for us to have you all stand in solidarity with us. Our communities haven't been able to actually go to school.
To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice.
Well, what we're witnessing, and this is why the larger picture is important here, we're right on the edge cliff in terms of the possibility of America sustaining itself as a social experiment in the best sense, or just becoming an empire full of might and force.
This is a cancer. White evangelical Christianity is a cancer. These are the worst of our country.
Shame on every Republican in the Senate who put this wildly unqualified person into a position of significance in the Department of Homeland Security so she could unleash brutalization on everyday Americans, American citizens, and law-abiding immigrant families. It's disgraceful. She's got to go. We are dead serious. She needs to be put on ICE permanently.
Yes, dismantle ICE, but also the Border Patrol, also the agency that looks over citizenship and asylum. All of it needs to be dismantled and rebuilt so people are not terrorized by their own governmental agency.
This isn't just about what's going on here right now. This is about this not going any further. It's not going to any other states. This is about this stopping. And people don't understand, you know, this needs to stop.
Secure borders and aggressive enforcement aren't just policy.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
The InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am your host, Nick Sorter, not live from Minneapolis this time, nor Washington, D.C. We're back out in the field again today in North Carolina. It looks just like Minnesota. There are just much fewer crazy people here. Much fewer people here actually want to kill me, so that's kind of nice. Obviously, a lot of stuff happened this week, guys. We got two great guests on to talk about. Don Lamont, he should be in jail right now rather than on the streets. The guy thinks that he's above the law, and a judge in Los Angeles predictably let the guy go without any sort of bond. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the legality of what he did with Representative T.J. Roberts, a friend of the show that we have on all the time. And we'll also get into news that's coming out of Minnesota in the past week, just a lot of controversy about whether or not the Trump administration has backed down or backed off. And yeah, we'll break it down with Dustin Greggy, a local resident of the area and an incredible independent journalist as well that's broken a lot of stories out of there. But first, what I want to talk about is Los Angeles, California. And honestly, if there wasn't this Snowmageddon thing out here, it's really a snow hurricane that's going on down the street from me on the east coast of North Carolina. I ended up blowing a tire last night, so I didn't make it there after pulling 14 cars out. I was going to be in Los Angeles instead. The weather was a lot nicer there. The people there also hate me, so I'm not too bummed out about having to be here, to be honest with you. But what we saw were these rioters outside the federal facility there in Los Angeles, California, not protesting, not making their voice heard, not practicing their First Amendment right. They were literally trying to break into the federal facility. They were tying a chain to the gate. You can see them right there destroying the security guard shack with no LAPD in sight. Nobody. The Federal Protective Service, I guess given all the controversy that they've had under DHS here in the past week, retreated almost immediately. They probably simply don't have the manpower out there, to be honest with you. They've got thousands of guys on the ground there in Minnesota doing deportation operations. And so there aren't enough people to take care of these federal facilities. We also saw in Eugene, Oregon, a similar occurrence where, again, they attempted to break into the federal facility there in Oregon. And there weren't enough people to guard the facility, which has been my argument the whole time. If you watch this show or watch my hits on news networks and stuff, you'll hear that, where I'm saying that's why the National Guard needs to be deployed. That's why you need to have, if you can't do National Guard, you do the Marines. Do something. Because what these people want, and it's very successful so far, is that they're trying to distract away from the immigration operations. They want agents having to guard their own facilities. And so they come back every once in a while and they start doing these sorts of operations where they obviously are an imminent threat to the safety of the facility as well as the officers inside. And so what's that going to do? That means that DHS has to put more agents out there to guard the building rather than doing deportation operations. While the people on the ground, like these rioters, might be low IQ, stupid retards, the people who are, let's say, the puppet masters behind the scenes, the funders, the actual operators that are planning this stuff out, unfortunately, those people are not stupid. They are evil. They are evil. So they are good at this. They know exactly what they're doing. It's sort of like Signal Gate. How we saw these screenshots and these manuals that came out. Maybe I'll during the break in a few minutes, I'll call Cam Higby, try to get him on the show. For anybody that doesn't know, I do all these shows on the fly because, you know, the news changes so quickly and erratically. You never know where I'm going to be at. So. But we saw this stuff where they were talking about how it would actually potentially be a good thing if one of their militants were murdered because it would spur activity and flashpoints. That's exactly what they want. We've got it in writing now. We've been saying it for weeks and weeks and months and probably a year now. And we were proven right by the internal documents that weren't supposed to be leaked, but we ended up gaining access to anyway. We should not be having to see videos like you're seeing right now, what you just saw on the screen, of the dumpster being pushed in front of the federal facility out there, the ICE facility in Los Angeles, and also being set ablaze. They blocked the exit. They were trying to kettle the agents inside. They tied that chain to the door. They were going to rip it open, and they were going to try to barge into the facility. There weren't nearly enough officers there to take care of that threat. And then obviously Gavin Newsom, you know, he's not going to do anything about it. He's cheering it on the whole time. LAPD, we saw them eventually roll in. But as usual, it's too little, too late. They already caused $100,000+ worth of damage to the facility. It got to the point where, again, it embarrasses the federal government. It makes the federal government look weak. And that's part of the plan as well. That's what Gavin Newsom wants. That in Los Angeles wants. And unfortunately, on that front, they're doing a good job. I don't think they're the most intelligent people in the world either, to be totally honest with you. But it doesn't take a genius to realize how letting the facility be destroyed and stuff is actually, you know, it's embarrassing to your enemy. You know, in Los Angeles, and Greg Bovino, I want to play this video because Greg Bovino, chief of the El Centro sector of the U.S. Border Patrol, his commander op at large title is up in the air. Still investigating that and trying to figure out, you know, what's actually going on behind the scenes there, because it seems to be some internal drama within Customs and Border Protection, which is technically over top of Border Patrol, as well as DHS in the White House. The strategy is changing. I mean, Greg Bovino, you'll see right here, this was his reaction last year when they tried to pull these same stunts in California, in Los Angeles, actually in particular Paramount, California. And this is how he reacted to it to his men. Bovino didn't know he was being recorded at the time. So you've got the real deal right here. Clip number five, guys.
That we're here making Los Angeles.
John, what happened?
That we're here.
Oh, actually, that's not. That's not the right. I'm sorry. Clip number four. That's the one I wanted.
Arrest as many people that touch you as you want to. Those are the general orders. They touch you. You hear what I'm saying? Less legals. So you catch what I'm... It's all about us now. It ain't about them. Professional, legal, ethical, moral. You know what we're talking about. Legal, ethical, moral. You're on camera. But other than that, fucking city.
Is he wrong? Why is this controversial? Why is it controversial and that's seen as heated rhetoric that Bovino says, we're not going to allow you to touch us. You're not going to touch our men. You're not going to assault Border Patrol in the streets. You're not going to intimidate and de-arrest people. Why is that controversial to anybody? And luckily, President Trump, we'll get into this a little bit with TJ here and just TJ Roberts in just a few minutes here. Tim Walz and Keith Ellison tried to sue President Trump to get him out of Minnesota, to get Bovino out of Minnesota, to get Bovino's men out of Minnesota. And it didn't work out very well for him. We'll say that much. But right after the break, we're going to be talking about Don Lemon. And are these charges going to stick? Are they real? Are they legitimate? With TJ Roberts, my go-to constitutional attorney, Kentucky State Representative. Don't go anywhere, guys.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts and have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexshowstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish Chemos or bovine colostrum. That's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones backup network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR, PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexshowstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexshowstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well. And we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexshowstore.com.
the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sorter live here in North Carolina. It's not a snowy hellhole like Minneapolis, though, so I'm not complaining too much out here. It's kind of beautiful today, besides the fact that there's a snowicane or something that they're calling it on the east coast of North Carolina. But obviously one of the biggest stories of the week, something that I got this close to jumping up and down for, Don Lemon, whatever. Both names are stupid. I don't even exactly know how to pronounce it because, you know, who cares? Arrested. It surprised him in the middle of the night at his hotel in Los Angeles. A fantastic way to do it. Surprising. Showing up. Pam Bondi sent out U.S. Marshals to go and nab him at like midnight out there in Los Angeles at his hotel and drag him to the jail. The best part about it was that meant that he had to stay the night in jail rather than being arrested in the morning, being able to see a judge, and being released the same day. Now, if you know anything about Don Lemon, he probably enjoyed his night in jail. That's all I'm going to say. Actually, I'll say more. I can only imagine how much he enjoyed that cavity search. Oh, you missed the spot. You got to try it again. Do it again. I could riff on this guy all freaking day, guys. But what I want to actually talk about was, you know, are these charges legitimate? Are they going to stick? Could he potentially be found guilty on them? Don Lemon was so sure that he was immune from prosecution, that he could never be arrested for anything, that he did this. He openly, on camera, on his own live stream, was admitting to colluding with these people. Openly admitting it. Clip number 21, guys, where he talked about turning off the camera to make sure that the location of the attack wasn't going to be made public because he didn't want to ruin the operation. He knew about it in advance. He wanted to make sure that you weren't allowed to know about it in advance because he wanted to make sure that it was successful. Clip number 21.
So they're getting the operation together again. This is an operation that is a secret that they invited folks out. Can't tell you what is going to happen, but you're going to watch it live unfold here on the Don Lemon Show. There are this for this reason looks the for this reason. It may look like MAGA coded, but there's a reason they have so many white people here. I'm just going to be honest. It's because of the operation that they're doing today. It's important to have allies, as they said, white allies here. So that is what I could say. I turned our camera off of them because they're giving some critical information here. But there we go. Everybody's ready to go.
I'll go ahead and bring in TJ Roberts here, a friend of mine, my personal attorney, as well as a man that is just kicking ass in the Kentucky state legislature. TJ, welcome to the show.
Nick, thank you for having me on.
I love the hat, man. You picked the perfect hat for this.
Listen, man, we got to show solidarity for these folks. So happy to support them.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And TJ, I wanna get into this a little bit here because I'm reading through some of the comments on my posts on X about this. And it was a question that was asked. We'll get into like the stuff that I just riffed about here in a second, but I don't want to forget this. They're saying, oh, well, what if he just didn't know that it was illegal to attack a church? What if he didn't know that? Is ignorance of the law a valid defense, TJ?
Yeah, that is not a valid excuse. It's been a basic of law from the very get-go. Any first-year law student can tell you ignorance of the law is no excuse. What happened here is one of the most egregious instances I've ever seen of an attack on the Christian faith. And I'm saying that as someone who almost went to jail for going to church because our lawless governor in Kentucky thought that he had the authority to tell people when and where they cannot worship their God. And Don Lemon absolutely played a role in that. He coordinated it. He knew exactly what they were going to do. He admitted as much on camera on his show He's guilty, not only of the FACE Act, but he is guilty of the Anti-Ku Klux Klan Act, and he deserves to get the maximum sentence that he could get on this.
What, do you have any idea what that maximum sentence would be?
Yeah, so conspiracy to deprive folks of their basic rights, particularly the right to worship, it carries a maximum sentence of 10 years. Obviously, from there, you have the federal sentencing guidelines. But the reality is this. Egregious breaches of the rights of Americans deserves serious penalties. And this warrants an above-guideline sentence. Correct. He has no federal criminal history. But that said, when you look at the seriousness of what he did, where there were hundreds of people terrified by that mob going into their place of worship, Nick, if you did that to a mosque, there is no way you would be out on bail. They would hold you without bail. They would give you the maximum sentence. They would not take a plea deal. And I hope that the Department of Justice contemplates that. How would the left treat someone for doing this at a mosque and treat those folks the exact way that Joe Biden's administration would have treated someone who did the same exact thing to a mosque?
Yeah, I mean, like, but there's, you don't even have to, like, be theoretical about it, because I know what happened when I was just outside of a mosque. I didn't even know I was outside of a mosque in Minneapolis. And it ended up being, that's when the police told me that I needed to, that I had no business in the area and that I needed to leave that area because I was recording on a sidewalk in front of a mosque. Didn't know it was a mosque. Wasn't marked very well. I can't read Arabic or Somali or whatever the gibberish is that they speak. Yeah, but you see this video here. We don't need to play it. People have probably seen it at this point many, many times. Look at how aggressive this guy is. You have the pastor, like, backing up, you know, and like, you see him put his hand out, trying to get Don, like, away from him. He was asked multiple times to leave, and he didn't leave. You see in the indictment here where they're talking about how there were parents that were terrified that their children were trapped downstairs. I thought there was a shooting going on because it was just so chaotic. And this guy seems to be an active participant in. That's not journalism. Like, well, this that is straight up, but he is a co-conspirator in this attack. I mean, does, and TJ, it seems like he deleted a lot of these videos at this point. There's another one. I could play 15 of them if I wanted to, of him actively covering for them and using the term we. I mean, is there anything else that the DOJ needs to get a conviction here?
I mean, Nick, the only thing that the Department of Justice needs is they need a unanimous jury. And I understand that Minnesota is a state in revolt, so that might be difficult to do. But that said, they were able to get the indictment. They were able to get him arrested. They need to take this to trial. They need to absolutely make clear that we do not tolerate
TJ, I just want to make clear for the I'm going to bring you back after the break as well, but I want to make clear for the audience here that the District of Minnesota, the federal district, is all of Minnesota. All of Minnesota, if you take out just the Twin Cities, almost half of the population voted for President Trump in the 2024 election. So there is a real chance that, you know, a lot of these people that were in that or are similar to the people that were in that congregation are going to end up on a jury here. So it's not out of the question that he would be convicted, but we'll get more into this right after the break. Stay tuned, guys.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue, and then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle. father gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
It's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog shit to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, and talking about Los Angeles again, like, TJ's fantastic on the legal issues of any kind. Very dynamic person, very, very intelligent. I think that He's gonna go pretty far, guys. Like, don't sleep on TJ. He's also got a fiance now, so like, don't sleep with TJ either. I want to say we saw a lot of videos in the first segment when I was just riffing for a while of these flat out insurrectionists out there in Los Angeles destroying the federal facility, LAPD. Not coming in to help until after 100 or 6 figures of damage has already been done. And President Trump put out a statement saying there will be no spitting in the faces of our officers. There will be no punching or kicking the headlights of our cars. And there will be no rock or brick throwing at our vehicles, at our Patriot warriors. If there is, those people will suffer an equal or greater consequence. Law and order, that's what America wants, and that's what America is getting. Now, in addition, though, TJ, Trump directed DHS Secretary Noem not to assist with riots in blue cities unless help is requested. Resources instead go a dedicated DHS deportation mission as well as aggressively defending federal property. But an interesting part of the statement here, President Trump mentions that that it is their obligation in California and Los Angeles and such to also protect federal property, buildings and parks and everything else. Is that an argument that's going to be able to hold up? What do you think Trump is saying here? Do police and governors and such, do they have an obligation to protect property too?
Yeah, so Nick, that depends on the state. Generally speaking, when it comes to protecting state property or private property, that's generally within the 10th Amendment. The difference, though, is that people have an obligation to protect federal property. When you're looking at federal land, that is within the plenary authority of the federal government, so much so that the federal government has its own police authority, and there's decades upon decades of case law to support that proposition. And you do not get to destroy federal property without a federal response. That is plain and simple. For state level stuff, that's up to the state governments. I just passed legislation on Friday to protect Kentuckians from riots, because Minneapolis and Louisville, they're twin cities. What happens in yeah. Minneapolis will happen in Louisville when it falls out. But that said, I think that there's a sheriff in Brevard County, Florida, who put it best. You hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and then jail. You spit on one of us, you're going to the hospital and then jail. You throw a brick, yeah. a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our officers, we're going to call your family to let them know where to collect your remains, because we'll kill you graveyard dead. And the reality is this. This is a life or death situation, not only for our citizens, but for our nation. Our sovereignty is at stake. And we have to put our foot down to be abundantly clear that no matter where you're from, if you are here illegally, you are going home. And that if you are going to obstruct that, we are going to do everything that we have under the law to make sure that our agents and our folks who are enforcing our basic border laws that are much lighter than every other liberal nation that these people seem to admire are enforced. That is common sense, and it's something that we must do if we are to continue to have a nation for our children and our grandchildren to enjoy.
Yeah, and so you see all of these Democrats and stuff that are trying to pass these laws now to require ICE agents to wear or not wear masks, even. Like, have to expose themselves to the public. You know, John Fetterman came out this morning, actually slammed that idea. I want to play that, guys. That's clip number 27.
Like, focus on the secure our border, deport all the criminals, and that we can figure out now. And I also say now, some of those, the agents wearing masks, I think primarily that's driven by people are going to dox those people. That's a serious concern too. Absolutely. They could target their families, and they are organizing these people to put their names out there. So don't ever dox people and target their families too. So that's part of the churn as well now too.
Okay. With the time we have left, I have a couple other topics.
And so TJ, basically the question that a lot of people have is that, because California passed a law saying that they have to, that federal agents or police in general aren't allowed to wear masks. Is that something that can be enforced on federal agents?
No. So Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution makes clear that when the federal government is acting pursuant to our Constitution and federal law, that's the supreme law of the land. You have what's called a preemption doctrine. State governments and local governments cannot obstruct and hinder federal agencies in the execution of their legitimate duties. And there's a clear legitimacy to enforcing our borders. And look, like to John Fetterman's point, I was presenting on a bill in November to bring in the 287G program to make sure state and local government can enforce our borders here in Kentucky. And a Democrat representative, the same one that said that we should be teaching white children to be ashamed of their race, was talking about mass ICE agents. And my response, I doubled down on it. I said that I wish that we lived in a world where our law enforcement officers could do their job without getting doxxed and without their families getting threatened. But that's not a world we live in. So no, local governments and state governments cannot tell federal agents how to do their job. As long as they're acting pursuant to our Constitution, as long as they're acting pursuant to federal law, they're within their right to do it. And if you don't want ICE agents to wear masks, then don't dox them. Then don't obstruct them. Don't assault them. Don't spit on them. Don't create the don't be an arsonist and then complain about the heat.
Yeah, and I can confirm that, like Greg Bovino, for example, his family, because you know Bovino doesn't wear a mask, right? He goes out there and he's one of the few that refuse to wear a mask because he's a guy that leads his men into to battle. He takes a brunt of the criticism and the hate, and honestly, he's out there or was out there every single day in Minneapolis, knowing that day could be his last because he was exposing himself to any of these delusional people that could go out there and just take him out. They feel like they're heroes, right? So, but what I also want to get into with you a little bit, because there's this argument over, okay, what do what sort of obligation would something like, say, Tim Walz or Mayor Frey, they've been making this argument that, oh, well, administrative warrants for illegals don't count. They should all have to have judicial warrants signed by a judge in order to be deported. There are 20 plus million on the low end of these illegals here that have to go. Is there any way that we're going to be able to get judicial warrants for all 20 million of them? It seems like, TJ, if they're illegal, that's it. They got to go.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. When you look to the Due Process Clause in the Fourth Amendment, it mentions that there has to be a warrant before you can enter someone's home. That being said, there's decades of case law that makes clear that administrative warrants, and particularly with the immigration enforcement area, it's totally acceptable. So it's a novel argument to say it has to be by an Article III judge. And it's interesting to see the left, the people that despise the notion that we have separation of powers, going out and now defending it. And, you know, I just wish there was some consistency with it. That said, they set the precedent that administrative warrants are sufficient. That's where we're at with this. And when we look to how many people are there, there's an Article 4 guarantee in our Constitution that all levels of government will guarantee against an invasion and will defend against that invasion.
TJ, we're running against a hard break. How do people find you?
Yeah, my
I'll
ex
tell
is
you.
At
it's Real, at Real TJ Roberts. Roberts.
There's a popular online meme. Alex Jones was right. Well, I'm not always right, but I'm right about 98% of the time, and I strive to be right. And not just with the news and information we cover and my predictions, but with the products we bring you. And all the products at thealexjonesstore.com are amazing. But the most powerful, the one that 99% of people have basically instant results with, I met like 3 people out of 500 I've given to that didn't feel anything, is our Ultra Methylene Blue, made in Florida and 10 times stronger, incredible energy. 99% of people within 30 minutes feel the energy, no letdown. And it's so good for your cells. Again, it would take hours to get into all the things it does for your body. Ladies and gentlemen, it's available right now, back in stock. Get yours, and it keeps this broadcast and what we do on the air, so it's a 360 win. If you don't get our Ultramethylene Blue, you're really missing out, and it really is better than any methylene blue I've ever taken. Believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our Ultramethylene Blue. It is simply insane.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on Methylene Blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stop drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in. And they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
To the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sorter, again here in North Carolina. And I won't tell you exactly which part yet, because, you know, let me get out of here first, and then you can figure out which part I was in. But anyway, I want to go back to Minnesota, just not physically go back to Minnesota, for right now anyway. I want to talk about Minnesota, though, and the effect that we've seen over the past week of Greg Bovino being shipped out of the Twin Cities after this violent leftist militant was shot by Border Patrol out there. I mean, that video that probably most of you have seen at this point of him going up and screaming in the faces of Border Patrol agents or ICE agents, DHS agents, to sing on them and then kicking the taillight out of the vehicle. It was that guy. That was the piece. Oh, he was just a nurse. Oh, sure. Of course he was. It's always like just a nurse or just a Maryland dad or just whatever. But there's been a lot of controversy around taking Bovino out of there and what the effect has been. Has there been a chilling effect? Is the Trump administration surrendering? How are people on the ground responding to that? These activists and these operatives and these militants, really, how are they responding to it? And the perfect person to respond to that question or those questions is Dustin Greggie, an independent journalist, fantastic, one of the best out there in Minnesota, helping to expose all the fraud, all of the honestly, he's the reason that I knew that Minnesota was really a problem to begin with. But if you take Tim Walz out of the picture, you know, it was this guy that really brought a lot of things to light here. Tim Walz was just very obvious about his, I mean, he's a retard. So, I mean, he's not very good at hiding things. But Dustin, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being here. That's the question that's on everybody's mind. Are these, do they feel like this was a win here? These leftist militants and operatives and activists, rioters, do they feel like they have a win?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's ultimately why, you know, guys like me and you felt that this wasn't necessarily the right decision. At the end of the day, these militants don't care. They're still protesting and rioting outside these hotels. They're still trying to figure out where ICE agents are. They're still trying to attack them, as we've seen now spreading to Los Angeles. And like what I've always said from day one is this isn't even new with Metro Surge. This started back in June of 2025, Nick. That is when these activists actually came out with Omar Fateh. And why a lot of people pushed back against him and voted for Frey, even Republicans did, to avoid that. Because at that time, Omar Fateh was actually pushing back against ICE agents, against HSI and DHS during drug busts and human trafficking raids that ended up seizing 900 pounds of crystal meth off the streets. They were still pushing back against these agents at that time, almost a year ago. So they don't care whether Greg Bovino's on the ground or whether it's Tom Homan on the ground, they're still going to be militants. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what we end up doing. At the end of the day, I think we just have to go accomplish the mission. And Greg Bovino was doing a fine job at that. But at the end of the day, yeah, we handed them a scalp. And I don't think that's necessarily the best thing, but that is the decision that's ultimately been come to at this point so far.
I mean, I don't think that it should be a controversial question to figure out or a very difficult question to answer as to how these people respond to overwhelming force and knowing that they that there's risk involved and they probably won't win the battle. When you look at places like Florida, where you see none of this ever in any city in Florida, right? Because they know that they can't get away with it. They know that they will be met with overwhelming force, both on the state, local, and federal level. And of course, it seems like out in the Twin Cities out there that you have Waltz and the mayor of Minneapolis in particular that have just clearly and aren't hiding it. They've taken the side of the rioters out there. And I mean, do you think they would respond differently if you know, overwhelming force from the federal government, you know, Insurrection Act? Is that what's needed?
No, they absolutely would respond differently. And quite frankly, we already see the example right now, Nick. Notice how the farthest they've gone out to this point is Maple Grove, Minnesota, where they assume Bovino was in for one night over at a hotel there. The farthest they've gone beyond that is Rogers, Minnesota. Now, why is this significant? It's because those are border cities of Hennepin County, where we have these far leftist prosecutors who will let these people go if they go and riot, if they go and do these things. But the moment they cross over the Crow River into Wright County, it's a completely different ballgame, Nick. Our prosecutors are going to hold them accountable. Our sheriff has already personally let me know if there's any of that crap out here in Wright County. They're going to actually meet them with force, and they're going to shut that down. That is just simply not going to happen when you leave Hennepin and Ramsey County, Minnesota. We're going to actually push back, and even some smaller, like, southern counties there that share border. But the moment you go anywhere north or west of those county lines, you're going to be met with force, even in the state of Minnesota. And there's a very specific reason why they haven't actually crossed those county lines yet.
Yeah, and it seems like even when I was in Louisiana, New Orleans, and Shreveport, all different cities, both of them, by the way, are blue cities, they were still enforcing local laws, enforcing traffic laws on these people so that they couldn't go around school buses the wrong way down a one-way around a blind corner at 80 miles an hour. You'd get pulled over for that in Louisiana, anywhere in the state, because what they were doing is they would just have all they needed was one or two state patrol vehicles behind the convoys. And that was it. People would behave. I got pulled over for turning right on red without fully stopping, you know, like that was it. So they were able to conduct operations down there without massive brawls in the streets every single day. And is it fair to say that if they were doing that up there, that you wouldn't have seen this Alex Pretty guy being, you know, as hostile and militant as he was and getting himself killed?
Well, I think there's no question about that, Nick. And more importantly, and frankly, what a lot of the audience doesn't know is me and you were texting throughout this process, and actually they labeled you the criminal throughout your process here in Minnesota. Yeah. You were letting me know, like, photos and videos, like, oh, look, the cops are following me again because they had put a tag on your license plate. They were labeling you the criminal at the time, which is absolutely insane. But yeah, it's completely different flipped priorities here in the state of Minnesota. Obviously, the state patrol isn't going to necessarily be our friends in this scenario, but at least some of these counties throughout the state, I mean, there's 87 of them, 85, 84 of them are pretty straightforward, they will actually push back on you on this stuff. But at the end of the day, yeah, we need the federal government to step in. That's going to be a big benefactor here. And as well, even just recently yesterday, we actually saw a federal judge who actually was appointed by Biden side with Minnesota here recently.
Yeah.
Metro Surge went through the courts, and ultimately that judge, a Biden-appointed judge, said, yeah, this is unprecedented. And he threw Keith Ellison's injunction out. So clearly we have case law. We have the Supremacy Act. We have all these things going in our favor. Why don't we actually just move forward and go through with this? Because at the end of the day, in that ruling, they had stated to throw out the injunction that absolutely, when you're a sanctuary state and none of your local municipalities and county authorities are constantly pushing back against the federal government, they absolutely have a case and a right and an argument here where they would need to send in thousands of agents because, simply put, local authorities and state authorities aren't actually helping them. And that's providing, we need to provide more resources to actually make up for that.
So I'm not, I won't play the video right now because we don't have enough time on the show left for that. But I with Tom Homan coming in there and saying that if the local jails will just cooperate with ICE and hand over the criminals, mm-hmm. I don't know why that and actually I know they don't because so they're citing these poll numbers, right? This is what the politicians, the Republican mm-hmm. politicians, seem to be worried about right now, where the media out there is asking Minnesotans questions, like all of Minnesota, not just Minneapolis, St. Paul, asking them, are you satisfied with the job that ICE is doing? If you ask that to both Republicans and Democrats, on the Republican side, you're going to get a lot of people that are going to say no, because we want more arrests. And then on the left, I mean, obviously, they're just all going to say no because they don't like ICE. They don't like President Trump. You know, your thoughts on that? What are the general people outside of the Twin Cities? Are they typically, you know, pretty pro-ICE?
Well, even statewide, even in the metro, the polling actually shows a majority of Minnesotans, even in deep blue Hennepin County, believe local and state officials should be working with ICE. Now, they disagree with the tactics right now. But also, Nick, frankly, we just need to reframe this. In this last session, in the last year, 2025, in the spring, we actually had Democrats in seats where they only won by 15 votes, where their constituents were beheaded by illegal immigrants. And then Republicans pushed forward legislation to force county authorities to turn evidence over to ICE in these situations when they are found to be illegal and they commit crimes. Democrats voted that bill down. Frankly, Republicans mm-hmm. need to go on offense and bring these facts forward to the voters, because if those facts were brought forward, we would win.
And Dustin, we're all out of time. Where do people find you?
On X, Greggy Dustin.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at theauctionstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it, so people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly, 4 or 5 great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top-flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it, these sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $47, okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire With Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more, and check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.